USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Rudy Giuliani says he will certainly appeal the verdict in his defamation case.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. I am quite confident when this case gets before a fair tribunal, it'll be reversed so quickly that it'll make your head spin. And the absurd number that just came in will help that, actually.
The case awarded nearly $150 million to former Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss for targeting them with defamatory statements in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has agreed to a CNN debate invitation. In response, her opponent, GOP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, criticized Haley for taking more than a week to confirm her participation in the Iowa debate. The requirement of a 10% polling qualification is expected to narrow the debate to include only Haley, DeSantis, and the frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. The crazy schedules at the holidays can impact our mental health. Dave Collins has more.
Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
We're driven by expectations, and there's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this, and there's expectations we place on ourselves.
According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed reported experiencing increased stress during the holiday season.
According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will persist in its decreasing trajectory from this year's nearly 3% average. This is attributed to softer labor markets and slower increases in rents. Tonight's Powerball is a big one. $535 million up for grabs. The cash value, if you take the one lump sum, $268 million. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
17 states in the U.S. are experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness activity as both COVID-19 and flu hospitalizations surge. That's according to recent federal data. COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen for the fifth consecutive week, reaching 23,432 for the week ending December 9th. That's 702 more than the previous week, marking levels not seen since the end of February. Despite the increase, current hospitalization rates are still lower than those observed at the same time last year. Airlines anticipate accommodating nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season.
The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to last year's Southwest Airlines meltdown, which was caused by a significant snowstorm. Here's Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We are ready. We've invested in trucks and new pads and staffing and technology. I'm very, very proud of our people.
Southwest has made substantial investments in de-icing equipment, overhauled its computer system, and ensured an ample supply of staff for the current holiday season. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. December 16th is the last day for five-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail services. For four-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th, and December 21st is the deadline for the Postal Service Priority Mail Express one-day shipping. Note that these dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.